Hello everyone, I am Joseph Peach, and this is my podcast, A Light in a World Filled with Lights. I have some very exciting news. My latest book, Answering the Call of the Divine, is out, and you can find it on Amazon, and it's also in a link to this podcast episode. I also have an audiobook that is out, so that will be a great way for you guys to listen to it if you're not into reading. So, what is my book about? Well, in my book, I discuss a few different people who followed God's call in their life. Some of those people are Joseph the Patriarch, Moses, Saint Peter, Joan of Arc, Ignatius of Loyola, and a few other people. And then I also share my own personal journey of following God's calls in my life. And, you know, all these people heard the voice of God in their life. And why couldn't you? God's call is alive in our hearts and world. And we are invited to join him on the quest to follow this call. By exploring the lives of those who have been touched by God throughout history, we can learn how to seek and follow the Creator. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, answering the call of the divine will give you solid strategies to help you discern God's voice, deepen your prayer life, and follow the divine on the greatest adventure of your life. And a quote I came across of that I felt was applicable to answering God's call in our lives was from Billy Graham. And he said, "Nowhere in scripture does it teach to search and pursue happiness. You find happiness as you do your duty. You find happiness as you lead a disciplined life before God. God nowhere promised happiness is to be a goal in life. Our goal is to obey God. Our goal is to do the will of God. Our goal is to be a disciple of Christ. And as we move along, we will pick up happiness here and there along the way." And I think that quote is very applicable because our earthly journey is about being docile to God's will. It's about surrendering our will to him. And that's because our hope is not based on ourselves or anything earthly. Our hope is placed in Jesus and his promise of eternal life. So please support me by getting my book. And I thank you for taking a listening to my episode. And I hope God blesses you today.